you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Good morning, Malcolm.
Good morning. That song just always gets me.
You know what? Actually, this song is perfect for a Monday like this, especially.
Yeah.
We have our coffee over here. We're about to have a good chat.
Yes.
I'm so excited. I'm going to let it ring out. How was your weekend?
Actually, I had a very good weekend. You know, you may already know this, but Friday was Galvez Day.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh, okay. We had a little ceremony at the Galvez statue on Palafox.
Oh!
With his hat high in there. That is Bernardo de Galvez.
I missed out.
Well, it was a great ceremony. We had kids do a little song, and a young lady wrote a little essay about Galvez and... what it means to the U.S. Unfortunately, Britain was on the other end of that whole thing, but we forgive you.
I wasn't going to mention it, but just, you know, if you're okay with celebrating it, I mean, look how far we have come.
Yeah. Well, I'm a U.S. citizen now, and I'm in the U.S., so I'm glad it happened, because had he not taken the fort, the whole... history of the U.S. may have changed, and we may
it's
not
true.
Be here. We may be, you know, still subjects of the Queen or something. Who knows?
Let's not even think about that. But
as I do point out on a fairly regular basis, and always get poo-pooed, particularly by the Galvez people, that it was a lucky cannonball that set off the powder keg and blew up, and so the Brits lost. We had to give up.
Hey, a little luck helps sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm going to just say it.
Yeah.
I'm just going to say it. Were there any reenactors or anybody there?
No,
not this time?
No, it was just a short ceremony. It was very hot. And it's just a... normally, a delegation from Spain comes in every year from our sister city, Macha Viaja. I always have trouble saying that. And but of course, with COVID, they weren't able to come in. And then we had a dinner on a Saturday night, which again, normally the Spanish delegation would attend, but obviously they couldn't, at Alice's, and we had a wonderful time. And I was celebrating with the best of them, you know.
Absolutely.
I must say, before anybody calls in, I'm tongue in cheek, of course, about the lucky thing. It's just...
it's okay.
It's just my sense of humor.
I know. Well, we all know you, and we appreciate it. We forgive you for being British. I'm just
Thank
kidding.
You.
Hey, listen, my dad was British, so it's okay. I've lived in London for short periods, and you know that. And there's so much history. If people really ever were to go visit such a historical city, there's so much to learn there.
Yes.
So, also... have you gotten to the beach at all this weekend?
No.
No? Okay. No.
I'm not really a big, actually, on the beach person. I don't like to get sand in my toes. But I do love to go eat at the beach and watch other people.
Okay.
Have fun.
There you go.
I'm not a big sun person either. I try not to.
You try not to expose yourself too much.
Yes.
Just
yes.
A little bit.
I'm a delicate Brit, you know. Skin is...
I wasn't going to say anything, but...
it's very sensitive.
Okay. No, I understand completely. Sunscreen. It's
yes.
Sunscreen season. Well, in Florida, it's sunscreen season all year round. Hey, if you have a question for Malcolm, or maybe you have read this month's issue of Downtown Crowd, or you've been perusing Business Climate, Let us know if you have any questions. 437-1620. And I know that this month's or this next month's issue of Pensacola Magazine is en route to us.
Yes, I was just telling Tammy that I tried to track it this morning on their website, and I think it's somewhere between St. Louis and Nashville. Not really sure because the website is not clear, but you know, these days we have to print out of town. There isn't a long run printer close by, so we always have these freight issues and weather and backups and accidents and all manner of things always get in the way. This one's taken a lot longer, and I think it's probably because of the weather is that it's hung up. But I understand it will be here early tomorrow morning.
Okay. Whoa, look at that. All right, there you
But go. You do have in your hand the latest Pensacola, Greater Pensacola Chamber directory, which we just published. And I see that you're on the page where your buses
I didn't
are
mean
featured.
To do that. They're just I opened and it was there. It was destiny. That was just supposed
yes.
to happen. And that was it's talking about the 2021 PACE Awards. And you know, I'm just going to mention that the wonderful people who I work for won an award, and we've talked about it before, but I love
yes.
that this is more than just a directory. You have stories in here.
Yeah, it's all about the chamber. And the great things that they do, and it's sent to all of the people that request a newcomers package. It just really gives people a great feel for the chamber and for Pensacola too. So,
oh, absolutely.
And yes, I was particularly proud of Dave and Mary for that award. They do a wonderful job, and if I may say so, as a past recipient, I welcome them. Just
oh.
saying.
We're going to throw that out there now, too, aren't you?
Yes.
You've won Spirit of Pensacola before.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
It was 3 years ago, I think. Yeah.
Well, see, and that's, and this is another thing. Like, this is a community, and sometimes people can think, oh, the Chamber of Commerce, like, it's so, you know, uppity and prestigious, and I can't be involved. But really, it's a part of serving your community.
Yeah, and they're fun people. You know, I go to chamber events, and we have a fun time.
Mm-hmm.
You can do business and have fun, too.
Oh, absolutely. And Todd Thompson is absolutely amazing.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Doing a wonderful job.
Okay, so I do want to know... you have a lot of stuff printing this month.
Yes, we do.
It's a busy month. And, I just saw that Nonprofit of the Year, Feeding the Gulf Coast.
Yes.
That's incredible. They did a lot... throughout 2020 with COVID and in helping people get meals on their tables during really difficult times.
Yes.
So really proud and really honored that we have an organization like that in our community. But is there anything that we have to look forward to with the next issue of Pensacola Magazine?
Well, it is the kids edition or parenting edition. So there's lots of information about summer camps and things generally about parenting.
It's like how to be better?
Yes. Well, not necessarily how to be better, but how to keep them amused over the summer. Because I remember that was always a challenge, is to keep kids amused.
Oh, absolutely.
Because these days you can't just tell them to go outside and play. You just have to be so careful. It's a whole different world.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you really do, unless you have, like, barbed wire around your fence.
Yeah.
And you can't really leave them out there unattended anymore. People do. I'm not going to lie. There are some pretty relaxed parents, and there's nothing against them. But, yeah, they're a little bit more calm, and they have good listening kids.
Yeah, I long for those times when, like, when my youngest boy was 5 or 6, he was such a sociable little guy. He would just wander off up the street and go knock on people's door, and you know, they'd feed him or whatever, and he'd play and come back and say, well, where's Andy? We better go take a look, and walk up the street, and somebody say, oh, he's over there. You know, in those days, you know, that you could do that. I wish we could today.
It's not common today. And there's a few kids in our neighborhood who walk around, but they have watches on that like ping when they go too far, kind of like an invisible fence, which is a little bizarre to me too. Like they go out of their radius and it notifies the parent, and then the parent can ping the watch.
Oh, rather like those dog things.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally like a little collar. But I mean, it is a way to let your kids have some freedom.
Yes.
Which is what I had when I was little. And like you said, your son had when he was little, and I'm sure you had some freedom to go outside and just play and be with the neighborhood kids and, you know, be able to just do whatever. Well, nowadays, I feel like kids go out and then they just sit around and look on their cell phones and they're connected to their screens.
Yeah, they're missing so much.
Oh, I want to know more, actually, about things that you wish kids did now that we used to do as kids. But we're going to take a quick break. Malcolm Ballinger is here. Hey, if you have a question about this month's issue of Downtown Crowd, maybe you're getting your costume ready because Pensacon is coming. It's going to quickly approach us.
Yes, we are less than 2 weeks away.
Yeah, it's flying by. So if you haven't started already on that cosplay costume, you better start now. Hey, you're listening to News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. If you do have a question or want to chime in, 437-1620.
Pensacola Magazine brings Gulf Coast readers the best arts, entertainment, business, and lifestyle news from across the region. Beautifully designed with informative, entertaining articles and a new realty section on the market features a guide to the local real estate market. The monthly section boasts a modern design and includes home listings, a feature home, realtor profiles, and mortgage rates, and much more. More information at PensacolaMagazine.com.
Escambia County Emergency Management has three things you need to know this hurricane season. Number one, know your zone. Do you live in a hurricane evacuation zone? Find out at BeReadyEscambia.com. Number two, know your home. Is it prepared for a hurricane? With COVID-19, your safest place may be at home instead of a shelter. Number three, know your plan. Where can you stay if you are evacuated? Confirm plans now with family or friends before the storm. For more information, go to BeReadyEscambia.com.
Bands on the Beach is back. Bring a lawn chair or a towel and enjoy live music at the stage on Pensacola Beach. There's plenty of room to spread out and enjoy the sand, the sunset, and great live music every Tuesday night at 7. This week, Pensacola's own On the Rocks takes all your musical favorites, shakes it up, twists it, and then adds their own unique and special flavors and serves it up for you on the rocks. Bands on the Beach, Tuesday nights, thanks to the Santa Rosa Island Authority. Stop by the Cat Country tent and pick up some Buffalo Rock Pepsi.
I've heard said news is the first rough draft of history. Okay, then let's write it together. It's Cooper Davis here, news director for News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. And I'm looking for the next great radio news pro in Pensacola. Impactful news happens every single day. Injury accidents, severe storms, law and order, politics, telling Pensacola's story. I invite you to apply and join our growing local news team. Submit your resume to HR at newsradio923.com. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Almost 16,000 people follow us on Facebook for breaking news, weather, and traffic. Know more wherever you are because you like Pensacola's local news talk station. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Know more when you listen to the best variety of weekend talk, like At Home with Gary Sullivan and The Weekend with Joe Pags. Check the program guide at News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You see a pair of laughing eyes, and suddenly you're sighing sighs. You're thinking nothing's wrong, you string along, boy, then snap.
Oh, one of my favorites.
I'm just smiling because I know I did good this time for
yes,
you.
Yes, you did. You know, I have a suggestion for you to go Pensacon. I think you would make a good Princess Leia.
Yeah?
You'd have to kind of bob your hair on those ear things that she had. What do you call those? They're like earphones, but they were hair.
They're like Danishes or like cinnamon buns on the side of your head.
Yeah.
I get a couple of those and put those on the side of my head, then just nibble away at the whole night.
They're a little bit out of fashion, but everybody would know exactly who you were.
I mean, I have never, honestly, in all the Halloweens and costume parties, I've never once dressed up as Princess Leia, but I would. I mean, I am not against getting silly or, you know, making kind of a fool out of myself when it comes to getting dressed up.
I would agree with you on that, yeah.
But I think you're thinking that because these giant headphones kind of...
Yes, that's exactly what reminded me of... If I dressed up, and I never do, but I would go as... I would like to go as Darth Vader, do that deep voice. I don't Ooh. Think I can do it, but...
You could totally do that.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah. I could hear it.
I would need some high heels on because I'm not very tall. But
whatever.
I
could definitely see a little James Earl Jones happening and you just walking in with some stormtroopers behind you.
Mm.
That would be really cool. Are you a Star Wars person or no? Not really.
No.
We talked about this before.
No, I'm not a science fiction person,
okay.
Period.
I was going to ask, though, because... I told you that Kate Flannery is going to be at Pensacon, and she's from the American Office series. Were you ever into the British Office series?
A little bit, yes. Naturally, I thought the British one was funnier, but, you know, I have a British sense of humor.
You do, and it's totally different.
It is.
Humor.
It's very different.
Like you said, and British humor can be dry, a little tongue-in-cheek. It's very fast.
You know, over the years, I've had a problem when I say something, you know, not seriously, when I'm joking. People take it seriously sometimes, and I know I've had to say, look, I'm just joking. That was not... Maybe it's because I have an accent, and you expect British people to be serious. I don't know, but that's why I qualified the statements about the Galvez thing was just in case anybody thought, let's run that Brit out of the country.
Well,
he's a traitor.
I feel like some days we have to walk around with a disclaimer on that says, like, I didn't mean to offend you. You know, like a button that says, I'm not trying to offend you, I'm just funny. I did see a really funny t-shirt. It said, it said something pretty much like, you're just sensitive and I'm really funny. And so, like, I mean, sometimes people can be mean. But
yes.
My dad, being British, I understand that dry humor where some people can be like, are you joking or are you not?
Yeah, sarcasm is a big part of British humor.
I think it's hysterical. Plus, I think that it helps lighten up the entire conversation and it keeps people on their toes, like, are you joking or aren't you joking? And and then it helps you get to know that person a little bit more. And I think that's why it's also important to kind of experience other cultures as well, so you can kind of pick up on those little things.
Yeah, I do worry that sometimes people get the wrong impression because something that I say, you know, in levity is taken as serious. I do worry about that.
But if they know you, then they know that you're not mean. And so that's just a part of
growth. I
know
that I'm slow-witted and, you know, I'm likely to say something stupid.
Right. But and going back to, like, the office in Pensacon and Kate Flannery is going to be there, and I'm really excited because her character on the American series of The Office, which is one of my favorite shows ever. And people know that I make quotes out of it all the time. Although I do love Ricky Gervais. He's one of my absolute all-time favorite comedians and actors. But when you compare the two, if you've ever watched both of them, the American Office, we always seem in America, and I'm going to try to say this in the nicest way, we always fall back on, like, potty humor. Like, everything comes back to, like... You know what I mean? But if you... watch Ricky Gervais and you watch that entire cast, it kind of is like historical humor mixed in with, like, current events, and they kind of, like, tickle at you, like, just to kind of, you know, get you a little bit riled up about something that's happening. So it's totally different. Americans are like, oh, we can't fill the air, let's drop some toilet humor. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, it's different if you
not
watch
not that
both.
There's anything wrong with toilet humor.
Okay, because it's
some
funny.
Some of the funniest movies ever have, you know, toilet humor.
Well, and that's the thing, though, is, like, I feel like being lighthearted, and I don't know about you, and you're not into science fiction, neither am I. I can't really get into it too much.
Star Trek is about as far as I can go with it, I think.
Which there's some humor in it.
Yes.
See?
Yeah.
There's some humor in Star Trek. Maybe not so much in Star Wars. Star Wars is a little bit more of a Days of Our Lives-ish kind of thing. It's a little bit dramatic.
Or, as I said, Doctor Who, which there's a little humor in there, too.
which I did go and watch a couple of YouTubes for you. So, you know, my son wants to get into it. So thank you for that. So I'm looking for DVDs on Amazon. But anything rather than what a lot of the kids are watching these days, I'm okay with it. So, and I did mention Blues on the Bay is back. Did you get to go out there last night at
No,
all?
I didn't.
Tony, you got to go next time. We'll social distance out there. It was amazing, and it was beautiful. And it's definitely something that I know eventually people are going to just fill up and be a part of. So, hey, let's take another quick break. And when we come back, if you have any questions for Malcolm, it's about 9:55 here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620, 437-1620. We'll be right back.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in this morning at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's this morning at 10:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Annalee Leonard with Mainstay Financial Group. Join me Tuesday mornings at 10 on News Radio 92.3 for the Pensacola Expert Panel, Winning with Annalee. Early in life, I learned an important lesson about educating others about money. That knowledge can help you achieve your vision for your retirement. Tomorrow morning at 10 on Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You love your car or truck, right? We love it too. This is Mike Ryan at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories. For a cooler summer and protections from harmful UV rays, we'll tint the windows. For safety and security, we have alarms, backup cameras, and dash cams. And for the most beautiful vehicle on the block, our full detailing service will make it look brand new. We have so many custom accessories, it's impossible to list them all here. So come see us at Mike Ryan's Truck and Auto Accessories on Industrial Boulevard at W Street, just north of Marcus Point Baptist Church.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
All of my love, all of my kissing, you don't know what you've been missing, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me. All of my life I've been waiting, tonight there'll be no hesitating, oh boy.
Oh boy,
when you're with me, oh boy.
Oh boy,
the whole world can see that you were meant for me.
9:58 here at News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Malcolm, do we have anything to look forward to this upcoming week? We're halfway through May almost.
Yes, I think all eyes are focused on Pensacon.
We're really going to gear up for that.
You're going to have to spend next Saturday and Sunday preparing your costume.
Now that I think about it, I wonder if I can do that in a budget-friendly way. That's my biggest thing. Because how many times am I really going to wear that?
Yeah.
Unless I can find a dress to go with it or something that I can continue to wear. Or maybe I'll just wear it and walk the dog.
Okay.
just make sure my neighbors know. Keep an eye on that one.
Yeah.
So you're ready for... So will I see you there? Well, you actually won't be here.
No, I'm going to Texas to visit my son and family, which I'm really, really looking forward to. I miss my son and his family, and I'm really looking forward to it. So, unfortunately, it clashes with Pensacon. So,
that's all right.
I'll be there in spirit,
and I'll take plenty of pictures for you.
Thank you.
All right, Malcolm. Always a jolly old good time. Happy day after.